Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast, made on Varick Street, across from a deli called Jazzy's.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Want to play something for you? It's from a 1964 musical, sort of.
What a thrill to sell an automobile, especially a Dodge.
Sounds like it's from an old Broadway show, doesn't it? What a thrill to sell an automobile. Maybe it's the cast recording from some long-lost musical about car salesmen. But then you hear that next line, especially a Dodge, and something smells funny. Turns out this is no ordinary musical, it's an industrial musical. Tons of these things were composed in the mid-20th century at the behest of major American corporations. And now those extremely flattering songs are the subject of a new book called Everything's Coming Up Profits, The Golden Age of Industrial Musicals by Steve Young and Sport Murphy. Steve joins me here in the Soundcheck studio. Welcome.
Hello, John. Thank you.
So industrial musicals, are they just what they sound like?
They are musicals that bear a startling resemblance to popular entertainments that would be on a Broadway stage, but they were never for the public to hear. They were only at sales meetings and conventions for the education and entertainment of company insiders, the sales force, distributors, and so on.
And were they called industrial musicals, or is that a term you guys coined?
Well, you had a lot of slang. Some people called them just industrials in general, and that might encompass films and other little dramatic presentations. Industrial shows, you often hear industrial musicals. Sometimes they were called business theater. That may have been a term the Equity Actors Union, I think, may have had that as their official designation. But it was all the same thing. It was a whole galaxy of entertainment that was just out of sight, out of mind for the American public, unless you were somebody going to one of these conventions.
Right. Now, as you say, it's a whole galaxy, and we can't cover a whole galaxy. So in the interest of narrowing our focus here, we're going to look at cars, the automobile industry.
Right. These shows encompassed pretty much everything that American business was doing, whether it's insurance or typewriters, soda, appliances, tractors. But the car industry was one of the early and always very strong creators of these shows, because every year, late summer, early fall, you had a new line of cars coming out. And it was, in those days, really anticipated by the public. Oh, what will the new Cadillac look like? Oh, my God, what sort of new engine will we have in the new Chevy Impala? So late summer, early fall, all the dealers for the entire corporation, the car companies, would attend these unveilings, these announcement shows. And it was very dramatic, because you'd have speeches, of course, and, oh, it's going to be a great year. But everybody was waiting for the big reveal of what are the new cars actually going to look like? Are we going to fall in love with them? And they just whipped the audience into a frenzy with these shows that were very beautifully crafted. They were spending millions, literally millions of dollars in these days on these shows that would have a plot about a salesman who's nervous about his future, and then he learns that the company is behind him and he's going to have a great year because, oh my God, look at the new Plymouth. It's gorgeous. And, oh, I can't wait to get out there and sell it. And they were very, very well done, and they would send people out into the field with a new spring in their step. And boy, I can't wait to get back to my own dealership and tell the folks about the 100 new features of the Ford Falcon.
Don't Let a Beeback Get Away is the name of this number from a 1960 Oldsmobile show called Who Could Ask for Anything More?
Cause I can't decide today. No, 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 no. Don't let her be back. No, no. Don't let her be back. No, 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 no. Don't let her be back. Get away.
I'll be back.
Why are you leaving?
I don't know. Thought I'd go. I'll be back.
from one of the industrial musicals from the folks at Oldsmobile in 1960. A dealer announcement show called Who Could Ask for Anything More? Don't Let a Beeback Get Away. Beebacks were, I guess, the bane of dealers.
That's
everywhere.
Right. They're kind of browsing and thinking, yeah, I'm not really ready to pull the trigger on
I'll
anything.
I'll be back.
Right. So this was, as I think you know, a name that you would recognize, actually, in this show.
The singer there is Florence Henderson,
who would
later be Mrs. Brady.
Yes, a decade later. But she started out in the mid-50s on Broadway in New York and was doing quite well. Then she got married, started to have children. She was not really up for a full Broadway gig, but an Oldsmobile producer who knew her saw her and said one day, oh, would you be interested in doing sort of a short-term gig? That we could make it very pleasant for you. And she ended up doing like, I think of four or five of these Oldsmobile dealer announcement shows.
They were probably pretty well-paying gigs, I would think.
Oh, you got excellent accommodations. You got a good paycheck. She got to borrow Oldsmobile cars for free and just take them out whenever she wanted to. And, yeah, she recalls just the whole experience was extremely pleasant. And the shows, as you can hear, had the scent of money and talent all over them.
The production values are almost, you know, they're Hollywood level.
Yeah.
And Luther Henderson, no relation to Florence.
No relation, although they were booked into the same hotel room mistakenly many times. That was a bit awkward, she said. But, yeah, you had people who were moving back and forth constantly between the quote-unquote real Broadway world and these shows, which at the upper level were absolutely the same kind of talent, and you had big orchestras, full cast, scenery, props, a story. It was satisfying work. You just had to be prepared for the fact that it might play one night to a group of 500 people in an auditorium and it would never be heard of again. Some of them were pressed on these souvenir records, and that's how we've kind of found our way into these lost worlds of these shows.
Steve Young is a co-author of Everything's Coming Up Profits, The Golden Age of Industrial Musicals, along with writer and musician Sport Murphy. He's also a writer for The Late Show with David Letterman. The book's out now, and you also have a three-volume set of these songs out on iTunes.
Yeah, we find, not to anyone's surprise, if you put together this beautiful book and say how interesting and weirdly beautiful and surprising these songs are, people want to hear them.
Yeah.
And we do have a website, industrialmusicals.com, where we've put up a sort of appetizer course of some of our favorites on streaming audio. But now we also have on iTunes 50s, 60s, and 70s greatest hits. We've got about, it's close to 70 songs total, and it really will, it'll remake the chemistry in your brain, and you'll never be the same again. You'll find yourself singing these songs to yourself because...
And possibly buying a car.
Yeah, they're not just weird. The best of them are just fantastically good songs.
Well, let's hear a medley of three different songs from a recording called Music from AM Route 66. This is American Motors. We're sort of focusing on the car industry in our survey of industrial musicals. And music here by Hank Beebe, another guy who had like a real music career.
Three, five, four, five. Look out, big tree, here we come.
One, four, five, feet. They better watch out for you and me. From now on, my friendly giant chemist, friendly giant chemist. From now on, that's what we are.
Step in, get them all to step out. In step with the times.
With the
car that's on the move, the car that's out to prove. AM step to the times.
And you are a doing the ambassador. Doing the ambassador.
Once in a while, we get to see a great car. That's what you've come to be. A great car, you're big and beautiful, bold and beautiful, we're sold on you, beautiful ambassador.
Oh, my God. I'm ready to buy an American Motors Ambassador.
Well,
if only there were such a thing still.
I think the shows from this era that American Motors did were more exciting than their cars. That was the danger. The big three were always kind of the leaders, and American Motors was running along behind them. But you wouldn't know
the
it
friendly
from these,
giant killers, as they say
right,
in the first of those
gonna
songs.
They're going to knock off GM, Ford, and Chrysler with their new lineup.
Soundcheck listeners, have you ever experienced one of these industrial musicals? And I'm looking at you folks, WDET Detroit listeners, since we're focusing on the car industry right now. Tell us about your experience with industrial musicals. Leave a comment on soundcheck.org or leave us a voicemail at 866-939-1612. Again, that's soundcheck.org or 866-939-1612. Steve Young is with me on Soundcheck. Along with Sport Murphy, he is the author of Everything's Coming Up Profits, The Golden Age of Industrial Musicals. Find some of these songs on Steve's site, industrialmusicals.com. These things, you said they were meant for a specific audience in the car industry. Were any of them ever like pressed up and made available to people?
The souvenir records were really only for the use of people who'd been to these events. These were internal corporate communications. The public was not allowed into these shows. The public was not given a chance to get these souvenir records. So they're extremely rare for the most part. If the car company pressed up a couple thousand copies of something, that's pretty rare by record collecting standards, I think. And also, we find most of them are not very well played. Most of them didn't get much use.
Yeah,
people brought them home and said, huh, that's interesting, and put them in a closet. And then 40 years later, I buy them on eBay in nearly mint condition oftentimes. Surely many of the copies of these records must have been immediately thrown away. They were just seen as, well, that's a curious thing, but I don't really see myself gathering the family in the living room to listen to the hit tunes from the 1957 Ford introduction show. As much as I might crave that experience, I'm a little different coming to it from a different perspective.
Well, you came to this as part of writing for David Letterman, right, for the segment they call Dave's Record Collection.
That's right. It was about 20 years ago. I was a relatively new writer on the staff. I had been asked to head up Dave's record collection, which was actual records Dave would hold up. We'd hear a little clip. He'd have a joke. I was going out to record stores looking for strange, unintentionally funny records that we could get a little clip out of and get a laugh from. I started coming back from these stores. In those days, there were some record stores you could actually paw through the miscellaneous bins. And I would come back with these things, Diesel Dazzle, My Insurance Man, music from AM Route 66 was one of the early ones I found. I didn't really know what this was. It was just something to make fun of. But then when I realized, oh, the record collection bit was on a week ago, I'm still singing this song about big and beautiful, bold and beautiful, we're sold on you, beautiful ambassador. These things were sticking in my head, and I started to pursue it for myself and interviewing people that I could track down.
Now, the one we're going to hear next, We're Thinking of You, this is, as far as we know, the only copy in the world that has come to light?
That's right. There must be so many shows out there that I don't know yet that exist in such rare form that somebody's got the single copy of something somewhere. I know of some records like that. I have what I believe to be the only copy in existence currently known of the 62 Cadillac introduction show. It's got a test pressing label. It's got a crude handmade cover. They may have only pressed up some handful of copies to give to the top executives or something. I was very lucky to get this from a dealer who knows what I am interested in. And I didn't expect much from it. I thought, well, this looks like a piece of junk. And I put the needle down on the record. And, oh, my God, this is one of the top pieces in the genre. This Cadillac, they were restrained. They didn't have the bombastic orchestra. They have a wonderful little jazzy combo, and it's recorded beautifully. And it came so close to just never being heard again.
Dottie, we've got to get after those car owners we haven't serviced in 2 or 3 years. You know, sometimes all it takes is just a little effort on our part to regain their business. Let's start digging into all those old dusty files. Find the people we ain't seen for 10,000 miles. Old acquaintances renew, call them up, say, this is Lou. How's that car of yours behaving? We're thinking of you. Let's be sure we're going after not just the new. Check on all those runabouts from 1902. Ask them for an interview. Tell them what we'd like to do is keep your car in top condition. We're thinking of you.
Service, service, let's remember.
We're thinking of you, the 1962 Cadillac dealer show called The Most Fabulous Year. The only copy of this record known is the one that that belongs in the collection of Steve Young, who's co-author of Everything's Coming Up Prophets, The Golden Age of Industrial Musicals. He's here with me on Soundcheck. As long as we're talking about these cars, I want to give people a chance to hear, Steve, some of the other things from your record collection.
Right. Well, there's no shortage of them. The car companies, as I say, were a huge part of the industrial musical field for a long time.
The industrial musical complex?
That's it. The military industrial musical complex.
All right, so here are some musicals created for specific models of cars, beginning with the Chevy Corvair.
Out in outer space, this baby's got class. We're sure to make Joysville, while all of the rest are hopelessly square. So take a tip from the all-time hipster, the car with a flair. It's the all-new 65 Corvair, I mean the brand-new 65 Corvair, I mean the 65.
You mean it's got...
And here's the Oldsmobile 88 and 98 with the so-called rocket engine.
Now let's talk about a rocket, my friend. I mean a rocket engine Oldsmobile. A rocket engine is found in the 88 Super 88 and the 98 Oldsmobile.
Wait, I say, wait a minute there, friend. Wait a minute. Come again.
Oh, I see. I got to differentiate. The 88 is for economy. The Super 88 for glamour and go. The 98 is for luxury and room.
I see.
And they all spell Olds with a capital O-L-D-S. That's O.
And an industrial musical celebrating the 1970 Dodge Charger.
It's a charging charger.
Put this charger up against competitors. Then call all the nation's leading editors. Just let them pick their own glowing metaphors.
Charger charges on.
What it can do ain't worth doing.
It's a charging charger.
Once inside, always something new in.
Every charging charger.
And finally, the Audi 4000. From Born Again, a 1979 industrial musical.
Oh, I feel excitement in the air. People are talking, and you can hear it.
Wow. So that, Steve, that's 1979.
Yeah, this is fairly late in terms of my collection. Certainly by the mid-80s, vinyl records were starting to be on their way out, and that's been the core of my collection is the vinyl souvenir records.
So what happened to industrial musicals? I mean, obviously, they were still being made in 1979. When did they stop?
They did continue in roughly what we would consider the same form for a while. I think I have some material on cassette from the late 80s, maybe the early 90s. But several things were changing by the 80s. Number one, they were no longer new. People had gotten used to this form of entertainment at conventions. In the 50s, it was, oh, my God, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard, a whole musical about the new Oldsmobile. And by the 80s, it was, yeah, another one of those shows.
Right. Okay.
There were new technologies that allowed people to put on flashy presentations without hiring a composer and a 40-person orchestra.
Yeah,
and so on. Audio-visual materials, reusable songs that could be customized with minor amounts of lyrics being changed and big things on screens and laser lights and so on. You also just, I think the car companies especially have changed how they roll out their models. You now see new models coming out at different times of the year and being introduced to the public at public car shows like the Detroit Auto Show or New York Auto Show. There's not that big drum roll at the end of the summer of, all right, folks, here we go. We're going to pull the tarp off the right. brand new 63 Ford Galaxy. There isn't that cathartic moment every year like there used to be. But there were these shows continuing into the 80s and probably beyond, and I'm sure there are still company events and meetings, and there must be some form of music playing. But nobody, from what I can tell, with very few exceptions, is still paying the big bucks for a full musical.
Steve Young is co-author of the book Everything's Coming Up, Prophets, the Golden Age of Industrial Musicals, along with writer and musician Sport Murphy. He's also a writer for The Late Show with David Letterman. And check out the website industrialmusicals.com to hear more of these songs from the auto industry and beyond. And Steve, a favorite in our office, This Is the Edsel.
Oh,
so we're
going to
go out with a little bit of
All
that.
Right, that's so sad. They were so optimistic in the summer of 1957. Ford Motor Company's new division, it's going to turn the industry on its head. What a great car. You're all so lucky to be involved with this organization. I like to imagine late 1959 when Ford has shut down the Edsel division. Some embittered Edsel dealer sitting in his office late at night listening to this souvenir record album and just drinking whiskey straight from the bottle.
This is the Edsel, an American original. This is the Edsel, a remarkable car. This is the Edsel, so elegant and stylish. This is the Edsel, the exciting new style. Watch them step up to that step up car with the new and different appeal. Hear the whole nation applaud the creation of the Ranger, Pacer, Corsair, and Citation. The first new automobile, a whole new market, is ready to bloom now. The world will make room now for a car so fun. They'll say, this is the Edsel, make it more.
Take Soundcheck with you wherever you go with the all-new WNYC mobile app. Download it for free from WNYC.org/mobile.